This program was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi tamoto, MPR.
Welcome, my friends, to the World Winning Speedway Show down at Madeira. Here at npr.nz 999 AM, we talk Speedway, Robertson Holden International Speedway. Plus, we talk to drivers and track managers, promoters from other tracks around New Zealand. Chris, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you, Stu.
Yeah, good, Chris. Good to be back on another Doing It in the Dirt, mate.
Yeah, this was, we'll finally get some Speedway in last weekend here.
It was good, and hey, it was worth the wait. It was worth the month off here at Palmy because the action was a beauty, wasn't it?
She sure was. Was awesome.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And to talk us through a bit about what happened last week and happening this week is Bruce Robertson. Bruce, it's good to have you back.
Very good, yeah. Great to be Speedway racing again, that's for sure.
Yeah, yep. So here in Palmy, obviously, we had the Brent Lowe and the Lamp brothers, Taylor first, Kyle second.
Yeah, pretty good, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. It was awesome for them. Yeah. Action aplenty that third heat, just as Brent Lowe would have loved it.
Oh, yeah, it was a great memory of Brent, and was the racing that he would have enjoyed, that's for sure.
Mm. I think the format at the start, everyone's thinking, oh, how do we create the carnage? The carnage created itself.
Yep, definitely.
It was great, and a little bit of incentive with a few envelopes of red notes. But at the same time, I think everyone just enjoyed the blocking and the, you know, no big hitting, just the good old-fashioned blocking.
Yep. Good old-fashioned stock car racing, that's what it's all about. There's too much checkered flag racing these days with people going for top points for the season and that sort of thing, whereas That was racing as stock cars used to be.
Well, when Daniel Burmester has a first and a second tops overall qualifying to put the car on pole for a one race final, and as soon as the green flag drops, basically lets his two teammates past and gets on the pole line straight away, it tells you that you know, people like to have a bit of fun. That's for awesome. Sure.
What made you come up with that format, Bruce?
Oh, I don't know. It was just It seems to work, and it's a lot of fun. Everybody gets the idea of it and gets stuck in.
Yep. Yeah, exactly right. And of course, we had the Battle of Sexes, the first time it's been out of Kiki. So good work on, I guess, probably the Halcrow girls a little bit behind that, I think.
But Danielle was an enthusiast behind that, that's for sure.
And it was good to have them in Palmy, something different for us, having the eight. And it was good to see all 16 cars started every race.
Yeah.
And I think they finished every race too, didn't they?
Yep.
Yeah, the best part is they do respect each other and don't try and clean each other out, that sort of thing. So, yeah, it's a great series, really.
Yep, the girls, so the boys are one up, but the girls are a few rookies, I think, to the team this year. The likes of Hannah Thompson and I think Rachel Bradbury's first season in the girls' team. But hey, it was still some good racing. And
then the South Island girl was in Danny's
car. Yep, saves a ferry trip.
Yeah, probably couldn't get on it anyway.
It certainly does. Adult mini stock champs, the boys from Bulls, the stables team, Connor and Liam finished 1-2, the brothers, in that one race final. So it was all action, all good fun here at Palmy. How did Waikaraka go?
Oh, it was a great night up there as well. We had the Auckland Street Stock Champs, and, of course, Shane Walden won it. That's his third time in a row, I believe.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Three times back-to-back-to-back. And Phil McNamara from Hawke's Bay, he was up there with his car, and he came in second. And Liam, what's his other
Logan.
Name?
Logan Cowell.
Logan Cowell, not Liam Williams. Logan Cowell came in third place. So, yeah, there was some good racing there, and they were getting stuck in, and there was a bit of damage done. But they seem to be able to fix their cars now. When I first went to Waikaraka, you couldn't have a street stock race closer than about 3 or 4 weeks between the races because it took them so long to repair the damage. But now they seem to have it down to a fine art, and they all work together and help each other. And it turned out, I think we had 19 street stocks there for that.
Yeah.
And we've got the street stock 290s this week. So, again, we've got similar number of cars coming to that. Couple of extra ones, actually. I think we might be even into the low 20s. So we can expect some great racing there up at Waikaraka Saturday night.
I think it was Logan's third third in a row as well, from what he was been bragging about. So don't know if that's at the Auckland champs, but across all championships of recent. And I even saw you had Steve Dryden up from down
from
south.
From Invercargill, yeah. Well, he was putting his motor back in, and lunchtime in Hamilton, he was working on the car apparently, putting the motor back in after blowing it the week before. And again, the thing fell apart on Saturday night, so it was... He wasn't very happy, but hey, he's a bit philosophical about it. It was, you know, that's racing, and that's all there is to it. He's hard to get those. I think that's a Rally-Art Mitsi V6 motor in it, so front-wheel drive. So it's not the most common of parts like the Falcons and the Commodores. So but, yeah, it goes really well when he's going, but if it's not, it's... down the track.
I'd say he's going to leave his car up here for the 290s, is he?
Oh, yeah, he's... Well, he was saying he doubts whether he'll be able to fix the motor in time again. As it was lunchtime on last Saturday that they were putting the motor together and getting it in the car. So, and I think he's running out of parts fast.
also had the six-shooter champs as well?
Auckland six-shooters as well. Boyd Westbury was the guy that took that out, and this week the six shooters got a round of the Predator series, which is quite a lucrative series for the six shooters. And again, we'll get probably as many as 18 six shooters for that, I think, coming to it. So, looking forward to some close racing, and just hope they all can keep their four wheels on the ground. There was one of them went spiralling through the air on Saturday night, most spectacular in actual fact, but he walked away from it, and for a while there we thought it, the way he bounced and leapt in the air and bounced again, that he might not be running away after that one, but no, he walked away from it, so it was good.
And the McClymont brothers... running, was it? Are they brothers? Are you Josh and Luke?
They were second and third.
Second and third.
So just there's some young talent coming through from particularly the mini stock. Young boy Sokol, Sokol. He's can go real well too in those, and I think he races a sprint car as well. And no, they're talented, those young guys that have done mini stocks, that's for sure.
Yeah, they sure. Have you run the 0800 Muscle Series up there this year? You haven't, eh?
No, we haven't. We haven't run a round of that. I think it was rained out the meeting we had planned for it, so we may still do it towards the end of the season. But we're running out of dates fast, as most people know. We've only got a month to go. We're at the end of March now, and another month, and it's virtually all over.
I see Wade Jennings won the Super Saloon feature. Is that Lance's boy, is it?
That's Lance's boy, and Lance came second, so not bad for a 75-year-old. And Lance was, you know, quite a bit ahead of the rest of the field. He was going well, and Phil Mainland was the other one that was right there in third place.
Nice work. Plenty happened over the weekend then, but this weekend we got a bit more going on. Three tracks, finally.
Yeah.
Three tracks, Hawke's Bay back up and running, but we'll go back to Waikaraka, the Street Stock 290s. Yeah. You reckon about low 20s with them?
Yeah, there should be around there. Depends. A couple of them had a bit of work to do after last Saturday night, and as I said, but they seem to be able to turn them around pretty quickly these days and not having to wait three or four meetings and to think about it.
Yeah, obviously you probably get a dozen or so six shooters back for the Predator series.
I think we'll even get a few more because they're not running at Bay Park, so we'll get, I'm picking 15, 16 of them actually.
Oh, sweet.
So it'll be some good racing there. And then mini stocks, of course, and modifieds, there'll be, you know, probably about eight of them, I think they said they've got, the rep said they've got coming, and saloons as well, and a few super saloons that are wanting to run because next weekend's the North Island Super Saloon Champs at Waikaraka, and there's several guys wanting to have a bit of a run just before the championship, so we'll run saloons and supers.
How are entries coming on for that, Bruce?
Pretty slow. We're still under 20 at this stage, but there are guys that have said they're going to enter, but today's the deadline, so I imagine tomorrow morning's email will be full of entries for the Super Sling Champs.
Nice one, nice one. Mm. And Hawke's Bay back up and running this weekend.
Yeah, they've got a multitude of classes running, and I guess everybody hasn't run for so long and they're dying to get out there. And saloons, super saloons, many stocks are running as well, and the street stocks.
Yeah, Hawke's Bay Street Stock Champs.
Yeah, and I think Hawke's Bay Productions Saloon Champs as well. Yep. So, and the sidecars are up there as well. So it's a full on program.
Three Hawke's Bay Champs is going to be a beauty. Yeah. I'd say if the sidecars haven't been running for a while, especially obviously here in Palmy, I think they had the GP or something.
North Islands
and Whanganui. Yeah, but I'd say a few will head over to the Hawke's Bay.
Early start over there too?
Yeah, I think they've got a 5 o'clock start, yeah. Yeah,
big program to get through.
I was going
to
say, they've got it with the big program.
Oh, yeah, with what they've got to get through there, it'll take a bit of getting through. And Palmerston, of course, with a 6 o'clock start. We've got 15 derby car teams at the moment, so that's about 90 derby cars there.
Wow.
And then that'll whatever's left will be in the all-in derby. So usually you'll get probably 60 to 70 still running and want to go in the all-in derby at the end of the night.
So with 15 teams, what are you going to do? You just draw out two teams, have two teams races, and then take the top two in points for the final?
They'll each have, I think they have two rounds.
Two qualifying races, yeah.
And then the points are accumulated, and then we'll go from there.
Yep.
Similar to what we did last year.
Yep.
I think we had 21 teams last
year.
There
was 22 or something, wasn't
it? I haven't been to one of these for a while.
Oh, yeah. It's huge.
Also, is it adult mini stock
youth,
champs?
Youth mini stocks.
Youth mini stocks, Manawatu champs.
Yeah.
So we've restricted it to 46 or 48 cars. There's a whole heap more all wanting to come, but we just can't cope with them on the night. So we're going to split them into three groups. They'll do A versus B and a BC and then an AC and then the top probably 30 or 32 will go through to the all-in one race final. And, of course, we've got the historics or the vintage stock cars as well, and they always look impressive, sound great, and certainly well-prepared and everybody enjoys watching them and seeing them race. And I think they sort of have restrictions amongst themselves.
Yeah.
Nobody wins a race more than once on a night, or otherwise they get fined or something. So
probably around in the club rooms.
Yeah. And, of course, the end of the night, big derby. So, you know, you'll see 60, 70-odd derby cars out there till only one's left moving.
Mm, no ramp this time, though. Just the traditional
derby. More than likely, yeah. Puck might pull it out if it's for a little bit of extra excitement.
Always does something.
Yeah.
And 6 o'clock start in Palmy.
Start in Palmy, yeah, to get everything through.
Nice. Beauty, Bruce.
Righto. So that's
how are teams looking for the teams nationals, Bruce?
Yeah.
They're starting to come through now. We've put the entries out. I think Whanganui is one of the first ones to line up with I saw their entry come through today, so They'll be pouring through.
Nice.
And still only a one-day event?
Well, we're going to see how many entries we get. If there's too many entries, we're going to have to
go for the two days.
It would be good to try and get it through in one day. It makes it so much easier for accommodation, and accommodation's reasonably difficult in Auckland at the moment. So, but you know, once things get back to normal in Auckland, it'll be easier for accommodation.
Yep.
And that's sort of still 3 or 4 weeks away.
Yep, beauty. Cool as, Bruce. Will you enjoy Auckland this weekend? We'll go.
You'll look after Palmy.
Yeah, we'll look after some derby cars.
You'll be right.
Well, good, thank you.
Well, that's Bruce there, busy man. Obviously, good to have Hawke's Bay racing again.
Yeah, good on them too, I'd say.
Certainly is.
More speedway, the better.
Yeah. Right, next guest, quite excited to have a chat to this man. He's been, I wouldn't say MIA for a bit, but been out of the speedway scene for a bit off on track anyway. Former New Zealand Superstock champion, Shane Harwood. Shane, mate, it's good to have a chat first time in a while.
catching up with. They been away doing another bits and pieces and pit crewing and that. So
fishing, fishing, mate.
Oh yeah, plenty of that.
That's the one, mate. We all know that Ben had an injury that he was going to get the surgery on. We knew that was coming up, and obviously they needed a driver. And, well, they picked the right guy. How'd that come about?
Well, so he had his surgery in the off-season, and the recovery went really well. So obviously he raced the car for a wee bit, and we're sort of just diagnosing a few teething issues with the car and trying to get the handling to suit him. And then over Christmas time, his injury sort of flared up a wee bit after, like post-surgery, and he sort of made the call to get that right as a priority. So in Rotorua, after a couple of beers, I may or may not have been conned into driving Tony's car for a wee bit. So, yeah, that's sort of seen us back in the hot seat for a couple of months, just helping him set this new car up on the torsion bars.
Nice, nice. I mean, how much of a tweak up did it have to get to get you in the car?
Well, we needed a slightly bigger seat for obvious reasons, and pretty much from there, just altered a bit of stuff to suit me and being comfortable as far as pedal positions and steering wheel and gear shifters and things like the standard stuff to make anyone comfortable in the cockpit, and then I just started communicating with a couple of people and sort of trying to figure out where we're at with this setup. And obviously, Hig built the car and he does a great job. So out of the box, it was pretty much spot on. So we've just been doing little adjustments, really, to try and make it perform well so that when Ben hops back in, he's going to hit the treadmill running, pretty much.
Nice. So comparisons between your car that you've still got and this car, both being Higgy cars, what's the key differences for the overall setup and for you?
Well, they're completely different, really, because the mild car's coil rear end, what cool sprung rear end, and has a pretty modest Midwest Toyota in it. And then we go to Tony and Higgs' car, which has got a pretty big Marsh Ford in it, and the torsion rear end. So it behaves a lot different, and we're just sort of getting our heads around that and what it likes and what it doesn't like and adjustments and bits and pieces. But over the five meetings we've done, we've got a fair bit of feedback out of the car and information and adjustments that it likes and so on. So, and we've ironed out a few teething issues along the way. So I'd say it's been pretty productive, really.
Yeah. Is it just been, we'll get into the results side of it, but has it been fun?
Yeah, well, so driving Tony's car, has motto around it all is just have a bit of fun and see what we can get out of it. And obviously there's no pressure with results or anything. We're just there to try and help set the car up and keep the car on the track, mainly to support Nelson. So driving's actually been really fun.
I suppose when you're a rusty veteran, there is no pressure.
Yeah, that's right. That's and to be fair, there's no expectations either. We just, the main goal was to get the car behaving well, so whilst Ben was out of the hot seat, there was still being some productive work done on the car as far as its adjustments and handling goes.
Not,
that's sort of all we were aiming for.
Not losing time, so to speak. It's been some solid results, though. You won the Nelson Club Champs for, what, the millionth time, probably?
Yeah, we got lucky there, really. There was a bit of a faux pas with the flags, and Brett had actually charged off in front of us, so they had a bit of a mischief with the flags, and I happened to just read the flags slightly different to Brett, and I was awarded the win over him, so that gave us the overall win there.
Mm. How many is that now for you, do you know?
Three or four, I think.
Yep, nice one. South Island Champs, though, that being at Nelson, would have been a bit of fun to get on the track. Obviously, a few of the Christchurch boys, probably a bit of obviously Nelson Champs is a challenge in its own right, but probably good to get in that big championship environment.
Yeah, well, it's good to have a few away cars to sort of have a measure against. And we had a really good first two heats. Obviously, we won the first two heats, and we're looking pretty good in the last heat. I think we're sort of running we were running in the field, we were second or third overall. But I decided to take a bit of a shine to Soss because he was slowing a couple of cars down and he was looking for me as well. And I enjoy the biff as much as the racing, so I thought I'd try and finish him before I carried on. And got the clutch pedal jammed up in the pedal box housing, which is just one of those little teething issues with a new car, and unfortunately that ended the race for us. But again, we weren't disappointed. Like, Alex Hill won, and
yep,
it's great. We were like, there's no expectations, and everyone still had a great time. So, and that stock car racing, you know, you go out and you have a bit of fun, and sometimes it goes your way and it doesn't. There's no point panicking about it.
Yeah, oh, exactly right. And like you said, it's good to probably have a bit of a biff just for the sake of it to test the car in other ways too.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Things like that the pedal box thing, obviously, that's just a mounting issue. Can change that quite easy.
Yeah, well, the clutch pedal was slightly taller than we anticipated, and when I hit the wall, I just pushed it all the way down, and it just jammed on the aluminium cover. Just one of those things, you know, like probably would never happen, but in this particular situation it did, so we've just cut the top off the pedal so there's clearance. It's a simple fix, really.
Nice. Yeah, exactly right. Motors, and you probably wouldn't have known that if you hadn't gone in and had a bit of fun with the bumper.
That's right.
Exactly. And then obviously you've had a bit of a club day since then, grabbed a few checkers, just some valuable seat time, I suppose. Would you had to have tweaked up much? You try anything different from that South Island Champs meeting? Were you pretty fair on that? It was bang on.
We had a different suspension package on for that meeting, some Fox shocks through Leech Motorsport.
Yep.
So and Larson, I think. I'm not too sure. From Christchurch, Glenn organised some Fox shocks for us, and we got a wee bit of data with them and sort of gave the car a base setting, and it went really well and the shocks behaved well. We just need to get a bit more information as far as adjustments go on that, but they were great. And there was only a small field of eight or so cars, so it was mainly just a testing day.
Yeah, for sure. Though I guess aside from that South Island Champs, the other real testing day was the PTS Superstock Stampede, two nighter. Was it five or six qualifying races or something in the end, and a one race final?
Yeah, so it was five, basically an extended GP format, so yep, our five races accumulated points to decide the all-in grid draw for the final heat.
Yep.
The format was supposed to read that the Friday night was qualifying, and then we'd move into a standard GP format, which would have been two races to decide the grid draw, but because of ferry sailings and a few other things, it made it pretty tough to get the extra cars here, so we just decided to run the five heats and then an all-in feature.
Ah, gotcha. Well, you've done all right on Friday, a second and a first, and yeah, then the Saturday picked up another second and obviously put yourself into the all-ins, the feature.
Yeah, so I think we got a first and a second on the first night, yeah, and a second, a first, and a six or something.
Yeah.
And that filled our five races, which put us off pole.
Yep. Led it from woe to go, did you?
Yeah, I was pretty lucky. The car was a little bit tricky to tame on that surface. Probably have to say, like, Thomas Stanaway would have probably been one of the quicker cars on that final night, but unfortunately got tangled up with Daisy and ended up upside down, which is pretty unfortunate because it would have been pretty sweet to slap side rails with him in a, you know, neck-to-neck feature.
Yeah, exactly. But overall, though, would have been a good, again, to have some of those North Island boys down here. Obviously, Thomas, you've done many laps with him when he was in Nelson, but the likes of Quinn and Vasey and the Ashtons and all that too, Quinn Ryan.
Yeah, definitely. We really appreciated them making the effort, you know, like, some of them had been to battle, but Vasey had travelled all the way down from Auckland just to attend this meeting, and the club really appreciated it, and obviously having a wee bit to do with the organisation ourselves, it was really good to have a few people support the meeting, and hopefully with the ferries and things, we can get a few more cars down next year.
Yeah, that's for sure. Bit of a bummer about the Palmerston North Panthers Classics not coming down?
It would have been good to have a few more, but I mean, hopefully next year the situation's a bit different and we can get a few more cars down.
Yeah, exactly right. So with this skid, obviously you're going to finish out the season off, I'm guessing, but as I said, you've got your car parked in there. You getting itchy feet there, Shane?
Oh, honestly, I really like enjoying helping people and seeing if we can get the best out of cars and that, and there's more than enough people here to help, so I definitely won't be dragging my car back out, but happy to help Tony and the team out where they need, and anyone else. I do a lot of other work with some stock cars and a few other bits and pieces with the guys here in Nelson, so that scratches the itch enough for me, seeing the guys do well.
Yeah, fair enough. It's good to, I guess it's one of those things where a lot of people sell their cars, especially after winning a New Zealand title and that, and then they've got to find them, buy them back, and people have changed them. It's probably pretty nice to just have the old girl sitting in the shed just for, to look at or to pull out if you've ever felt like it.
Pretty much just for keepsakes, yeah. I mean, I probably would have liked to have sold it to buy a bigger boat or something, but there's a lot of sentimental value, you know. I built the car with Hig, and he was obviously one of my idols and my mentor, and then me and my old man fitted it out and finished off a few bitses and went and raced all around the countryside, and sometimes it was just him and I for a weekend away up north. And so there's some pretty cool times that we wanted to keep something, you know, for a bit of remembrance of that. So, yeah, we intend to keep the car, and whether it's not far off being in the classic category, it's that old now, but, it's just a cool thing to keep.
Can have a skid against Jared Wade's 1NZ one day, for no doubt about it. But are you happy with how the Superstock class is sort of ticking away and growing in Nelson?
Yeah, it's starting to get a few more numbers. New management at the club and stuff are very encouraging towards Superstock. So, yeah, I'm forever hopeful that it will expand a bit more, and maybe one day down the track we'll see a bit of the old orange and black again, because obviously I'm pretty passionate about that as well, but I fully understand that people are running things on a bit of a tighter budget, and work-wise and commitment and things, it's not, you can't just whip a team out of nowhere and go and perform, so you have to have a reasonable amount of depth in a class before you can sort of put all that together.
Well, I reckon if you're not going to be in the team, I reckon you make a good manager.
I've done it before, and I'd definitely do it again with the right bunch of guys.
That's the one. Shane, it's been awesome to have a chat with you. You know that once this gets posted up, the Facebook's going to blow up. There's going to be a few cheeky comments, and the old, no doubt, the bring back Shane Harwood's going to be going off for a week or so.
Except if Tony Gallagher gets hold of it.
Hey, awesome to have you on, mate, and it's cool to see you out there, even if it's just a cameo. It's good to see you back on track, mate, and clocking some good laps.
Wicked. Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Cheers, mate. You enjoy.
Cheers. Later.
Well, that there, of course, former New Zealand champion Shane Harwood won at
Stratford,
where the North Islands are.
Yep.
We're going to be talking about that next after the break, so we'll take a quick break here, doing it in the dirt. We'll be right back talking about that North Island champs.
If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. NPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out npr.nz for more information. Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.npr.nz/donate. If you enjoy this NPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app.
Well, welcome back to Doing It in the Dirt here on NPR. Of course, most of you listening to us on on Spotify and Apple Play these days is how pretty much everyone listens to it. It's only 999 AM here in the Manawatu. It is. Right, this weekend, we've talked about what's happened last weekend and a little bit of this weekend, I suppose, with Bruce. But this weekend, it's a few titles on the line, one being the North Island Superstock Champs in Stratford. So to talk to us about that, we've got Robert Boniface. How you going, mate?
Yeah, pretty good, thanks. Good to talk to you, fellas.
Yeah, normally we've got Jared on, but you've been thrown in the lurch there, mate.
I've been deputised. That's right. Jared's been busy doing other things.
That's the one. So what's your role at Stratford Speedway?
I'm just assisting Roger Tonkin with a bit of the co-commentating. So I'm sort of relatively new to the commentary side of things, but I've been involved in the speedway since I was a little tacker. So been around the blocks a few times now and been a competitor myself. So yeah, I'm just helping out from a sort of promotional commentating point of view.
Oh, beauty! Roger's a good bugger to work with. I done the two team champs with him up there. 2018, 2019. And yeah. It was brilliant. We had to pull an all-dayer.
he's a wealth of knowledge, Roger, and he knows everyone and been around the block. He's been telling me he's done it 46 years in a row.
Wow. That's crazy, eh? That's crazy.
He's missed, I think, about 15 meetings in that time.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. I'd hate to think the dedication in it. So, anyway, this weekend, North Island Champs, the five-star liquor North Island Superstock Champs, two-night meeting, Friday, Saturday. Buddy, what, near on 100 cars entered?
Yeah, that's right, and from all over the country, well, the North Island at least anyway, so yeah, and 20 from Stratford, which is fantastic, so, you know, that's almost a quarter of the entries from Stratford, so it's going to be a big weekend here at MG Taranaki Speedway.
Certainly, there's a few have pulled out, and I see one of them being Buddy Tyler Walker, one of the local heroes.
Yeah, Tyler, unfortunately, ran foul of the officials last weekend, and so he got a slap on the hand and couldn't race for a week, so he's going to miss this meeting, unfortunately.
No, he's off to Fiji like Keegan Levine was a few weeks back. They're all on holiday.
It's a forced holiday, not an unforced holiday. that's what I understand. Anyway, I hope I haven't got that wrong, but that's what I understand.
Yeah, that's the one, eh? We got to love those holidays. So, mate, with the four groups I see there, that's going to be over Friday night, three heats, and how many are we taking through from each group?
Yeah, so each group's going to have the top six go through to the finals night on Saturday, and then there's a repercharge, which will take the top two. So there's a total of 26 cars that will line up for the three heats on Saturday night.
Nice, good 15-lappers as well. 12-lapper qualifiers, 15-lapper finals. She's going to be action aplenty.
Yeah, the track's been mental year, to be fair. You know, the bookers and the guys that have done the track prep at Stratford this year, I've never seen the track so good. So hopefully the track holds up. It'll be fast and furious, and it's full width now. The track is good full width, so it'll be awesome. The racing should be really good.
You've been following the Superstocks around much this season?
I haven't followed them a heck of a lot this year. I do a bit of kart commentary as well, so I've been split between the two. So I've missed a couple of the big meetings, but look, you know, the Reezers are coming, as you know, and last year, or 2021, Asher, Ethan and Peter, 1, 2 and 3 on the podium. They're always going to be hard to stop, those guys. You know, they're real quick at the New Zealand as well, obviously. Yeah. So it's going to be great to see them here.
Yeah, and like you mentioned, having those guys there, it's going to be pretty special. You guys are the first to see the new 1, 2 and 3 NZ in the flesh.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool thing. It must, you know, the Reece family must be pretty proud of their effort. You know, they put a lot into the sport, and to be doing so well is a real credit to them. So, look, you know, they're probably the benchmark, to be fair.
Yeah, they're definitely.
But never count out half the other field. Half the rest of the field are pretty talented as well. There's some great machinery out there, so it could be anyone's, you know.
Oh, it certainly is. And I mean, you know, a lot was sort of complaining about the no aggression, I guess you'd say, of the three heats of the New Zealand Superstock Champs. But man, just sitting back and watching these superstocks go fast is awesome on its own.
Oh, absolutely. You know, obviously no one wants to get hurt, but you know, superstocks are a contact class, and it's nice to see a bit of biffo now and then. So as long as no one's getting railroaded over the wall, it's good. You know, I love a bit of contact, so you know, I bring it on as far as I'm concerned. As long as it's all fair and no one gets injured, that's all good.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And obviously, tier two, you've got your King of the Mountain. That's a sort of an annual thing when you guys have big championships, but a standalone event in its own right at times too.
Yes, it is, and it's a pretty well sought after trophy, that King of the Mountain, and it's also King of the Mountain for the saloon cars on Saturday night as well, which are, you know, sponsored by Mountain Motors in Stratford, and that also doubles as round two of the Taranaki Champs. So the saloon cars as a support class, they've got plenty to play for. But yeah, the King of the Mountain Superstocks is always a trophy that people try and get. So that's going to be good to watch as well.
Or Queen, as Bex has already put her name on it, Queen of the Mountain in the past.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, you mentioned the saloons, and you just mentioned the Taranaki Champs. So you guys running, like, obviously in most championships over one night, the Manawatu Champs and all that. Are you guys running all saloons over a series this year?
Yeah, look, I couldn't tell you exactly how many rounds there are because I'm not close enough to that, but this is round two of the King of the Taranaki Champs. So, it's a good format because, you know, you can have a mare one weekend and still come back and do okay because everyone has a bad race now and then. So, look, I think it's a really good format having rounds for the Taranaki Champs.
Yeah, and I also see it's the Repco Taranaki Youth Mini Stock Champs.
Yeah, we had the Youth Mini Stock Spectacular last weekend, and we had 44 cars from all over the North Island. So, yeah, to have the Youth Mini Stock Champs again this weekend is going to be a ripper. You know, mini stocks are a great feeder class for all these. If you look at all the super stock champions, they've all probably gone through mini stocks somewhere along the line. So I love the mini stocks. They're probably not the best spectator sport, but by God, they're a good way to learn how to drive, you know.
Oh, they certainly are. Do you guys have big numbers up there of the youth class or quite a few out-of-towners?
Normally we have such a big class, we don't get too many out-of-towners unless it's a big meeting, but we normally stand a couple down. If you're not registered early, you normally get stood down because there's the field's oversubscribed. So, I can't tell you exactly at my fingertips how many youth mini stocks are coming this weekend, but guarantee there'll be they'll have to run an extra heat probably somewhere along the line to get through them all.
I'd certainly say so.
Back to Friday night, you also got the Taranaki Street Stock Chance and Adult Mini Stocks as well as the qualifying.
Yeah, well, obviously we've been hit pretty hard like all tracks this year with weather, so we're just now having to condense all these titles together in one meeting. So, yeah, Friday night, the Kettle Handyman and Construction Taranaki Street Stock Champ and the Tōhae Taranaki Adult Mini Stock Champ. So it's going to be a big weekend of racing, of course, and all the qualifying for the North Island. So it's if you like a bit of action on Friday night, Street Stocks and Super Stocks will be turning it on. So come along and have a look.
We definitely love the grubbies. The South Island boys, they're good, and the Stratford boys get into it. I always love going to Wellington and watching when Stratford and Hawke's Bay turn up in Wellington. That's always a good muscle up. So definitely, if you finish work early enough to get there, get into Friday night as well, because, yeah, street stock action is awesome. But, Robert, mate, how's it all looking? What's the rundown on the gate times and race times and entries this weekend, mate?
I knew you were going to ask me that question. Look, I've got the program open in front of me, so I'll just go back to top. Normally, we start racing about 6 o'clock.
Yep.
But I better just double-check that for you. Hang on, just bear with me 2 seconds. I've got my my information floating around here. I'll just bring this other page up. So, it's normally 6 o'clock on a Friday, Saturday night. So, that'll be what it is.
Yep.
You can obviously Pitch Media are live streaming as well, so if you can't make it to the track, that'll be a shame, but if you can't make it to the track, you know, for $39.90, Pitch Media, you can live stream it as well. Yep. So, go to the website and have a quick look. My information is not playing ball at the moment, but I'm pretty sure it'll be 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock. Kick-off.
Yep, I've just found that there. 6 o'clock. Spectator gates open at 4. Racing from 6 both nights, and your price is $25 an adult, $10 a kid, which is 14 and under. Crikey, that's an old kid. That's bloody good deal, that is.
Oh, yes, you know, I've been coming here since I was about 8 years old, and it's the cheapest night of out for a family you're going to get anywhere.
Certainly is.
You're going to pay for something to eat and come along and get... That's good racing. It's a great night out.
That's exactly it. $55 a family, 2 adults and up to 4 kids. You've even got student and pensioner deals for $18. Under 5 is free. And of course, Saturday night, $30 an adult, $10 for kids, $65 a family. Still the under 5 is free, and the student pension is $18. $39.90, great price there to watch the Pitts Media stream. And you guys have got camping this weekend as well, I saw, mate, which is good.
Yeah, well, the AMP Showgrounds in Stratford there, is a parkover property for the Motor Caravan Association, so there's plenty of space there for camping and bits and pieces. They've got motorhomes and things. So, yeah, look, it's just another dimension that the club's been able to team up with the Motorhome Association and get that sorted. So it's great place to camp. It's actually a nice spot there. So, good to come along and have a look.
Cheap as chips as well. $5 a night or $10 a night if you need power. For a Motorhome Association members, and if a non-member, then $10 and $20. That's bang for buck right there.
Bums on feet is what we need, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Hey, make a big weekend of it in Taranaki. What else is happening in Taranaki during the day that people can go to? Surely there's something fun.
Oh, There's bound to be. Look, once again, I'm not the fountain of knowledge as far as what's coming. But there's always something to do in Taranaki, whether it's walking along the walkway of Pukekura Park or quite what it is. There's bound to be something on that tickles your fancy. It's full of cafes and bars up and down the street here in all of the three towns, you know, Harwood, Stratford and New Plymouth. So you're never short of something to do here. There's only one thing of everything, of course. I tell you what is happening on Sunday, if people are hanging around for the weekend.
Yeah, mate.
The Kartsport Taranaki are having their club day out at Waitara at the Supreme Kart Supplies Raceway out there. So if anyone wants to a full motorsport weekend and they've had enough on Friday, Saturday night, then Sunday all day out at the kart track is club day. So
beauty.
Have a look at that.
Get into it. Awesome. See some of the other rising stars in New Zealand motorsport on the track.
You might even see an old Muppet like me having a go.
Hey, get into it, mate. Get into it. Grab some Piggy Gordons as well. That Irish bar goes good in New Plymouth, mate, on the way out there for lunch. Robert, it's great having you on. Chris has got something else there.
Is the pit still closed to the public when the racing's on, mate?
Yes, they are. You need to have a wristband, and you can only get one of those from the drivers. So, yeah, the fence, it's all fenced off during racing. You can walk through before the racing starts and have a look at your favourite driver, et cetera, et cetera. But the racing, once the racing starts, the pits are manned and you have to have an armband to get in. So, look, it's a great safety thing. No one wants to get hurt, but it's a bit of a shame because when I remember walking around the pits as a young fella, that was the highlight of the meeting, going and having a look around the pits while things were heated, you know, especially after some action on the track. But it is what it is, and it's not
open
to the public, unfortunately.
Yeah. Nah, it's all good. Hey, Robert, enjoy the weekend. Enjoy the North Island Champs. You guys have got a heck of a lot going on. You got the New Zealand Champs next week for the midgets. You got the West Coast Stock Car teams coming up. Everything's happening at Stratford Speedway.
Yeah. MG Taranaki are great supporters of our Speedway, so we're really appreciative of them and all our sponsors. There's so many. It's hard to thank them all, but yeah, look, we're really fortunate. We haven't had the North Island here since 2013-14 season. So, yeah, looking forward to getting stuck in and seeing who comes out on the podium at the end.
Beauty. Ooh. Hey, enjoy it, mate. We'll probably live stream it on the Friday night. We've got a bit of racing here in Palmy on Saturday, but sometimes we're sneaky and have it playing in the commentary box.
Awesome. Hey, look, thanks for taking the time to talk to me. I appreciate it.
No problem, mate. You have a good one.
Cheers. Thanks, Beauty.
Yeah, it's going to be a beauty up at Stratford for the North Island Champs. So, if it can be another Rees 1-2-3 or Rees race car 1-2-3 or something, eh?
Yeah, I say pretty good chance.
I'd say it's a good chance, but I feel like they're probably not going to let it happen this time.
Yeah, we hope. We see a bit of action.
Well, yeah. But hey, if they do, I actually hope Ethan wins. Oh, did Ethan? He's already won the North Islands, eh?
Yep.
Apprentice, then. All right, out of the three of them. If one of them's going to win out of those three. Yep. Ashes won it last year.
He did.
So, and Ethan's won it before at Huntley.
Yep.
Yeah. Might as well be Josh.
Or Pete.
Oh, I suppose. Nah, Pete's won it before.
Yeah, he has.
Hey, another championship happening this weekend, but up at Kiki is the Stock Car Grand Prix, the Placemakers New Zealand Stock Car GP. Third time lucky, Chris.
Yep, she is.
And again, just on 100-odd cars over four groups. They'll do the same. I think it's the top six and then two from a repercharge for the championship there. And this one is much the same. How we talked about the Reeses with the championship and defending it and all that. Josh Walsh has got very much a huge chance here to take not only a Grand Slam, but to do it all in one season.
That would be cool.
Coming in as obviously the New Zealand champion from Auckland, the North Island champion from Stratford, and now gets a shot at the GP. And he's not too bad at Kiki. Obviously, it's his former old track. Yeah. And he actually picked up his 3NZ at Kiki. So we'll see how chiller goes. I know, like, he didn't get too much attention at Stratford. But again, I don't know. He might come under a bit of attack this time.
He could do. But the defending champ could be another one to take it away too, and that is Gary Lonergan.
Yeah, Gary Lonergan, when he went on the winning spree last year, obviously he won the North Islands and the GP last year, and he's got the 3NZ still on the car this time around. And, obviously a solid competitor. He drove superb in that Stock Car Team Champs final, didn't he, in Huntley?
Yep, he did.
I mean, I know it was in the wet, but
that was some great driving, not just in reading the race and teams racing, but just the overall in general was bloody good. So,
do you reckon that's from peddling the super stock?
I'd say so.
Would
yeah,
be,
eh? Yeah. I'd say so. But it's just a smooth drive. So, yeah, Lonergan could be another one. But, you know, obviously it'd be good to see one of the Palmy boys up the top. Taylor and Kyle go pretty good, the Lamp boys. Obviously Kyle's hit his strap since coming back this season in the new car with the new engine combo. But yeah. There's plenty of Palmy boys heading up. But, you know, hey, even Dion Henderson, home track, new car, X-James Thine trial rail. You know, that's a hot rod, that car.
Yep. She sure is.
Yeah, Hodgie could even make the finals in the tank, the 29K tank. So, hey, who knows? But it's going to be a good one there at Kiki. Now, Friday.
Also they've got mini stocks and saloons on the cards on Friday.
Yeah, I was going to get through that. So Friday, 4:30 racing, gates open 2:30. Okay, so you got to finish work a bit early. That's all right.
It's going to be a tricky one.
It could be. But either way, racing starts 4:30, gates open at 2:30, and same as it's a $25 for an adult, $50 for a family, children 5 and under free, 6 to 16 years, $15. So even older kids at Kiki, that's pretty good.
We could almost pass that.
We could almost, exactly right. Students and seniors with ID, obviously the gold card's there, $15. Banger price, and as you said, mini stocks and saloons.
Yep.
Kiki mini stocks only. I think there's a dozen cars, something like that, and saloons is about the same.
Yep.
With I see Nigel Hazelton listed in the saloon ranks.
Yeah.
So that'd be pretty cool. A few drivers that were part of the Battle of the Sexes.
Down here on the weekend, yep.
Yeah, Roscoe, Malcolm, Craig, and Reese. So backing it up, that'd be a good one for them. And as you say, plenty of mini stocks there as well. Good to see. Is it the 51 Campbell Hayes? They got their cars out of the
from their house.
From their house,
yeah.
With Mike and his partner there.
Yep.
Got her name. Sorry, Mike, if you're listening. But yeah, no, awesome to see those boys back on track as well.
Yeah, it definitely is.
Yeah. So and then Saturday, obviously finals night. No, it'll be more than six cars out of there, wouldn't it? Because they have a 30-car field for the finals or something, isn't it? 30 cars for stock cars, isn't it? Like the New Zealand Champs?
Yep.
Had a brain fade there earlier. I was thinking about the North Island still. Yep. But obviously, yeah, top 30 cars for the stock car GP. They'll have obviously a Tier 2, Tier 3 probably. And sprint cars as well, including 1NZ, Daniel Thomas.
Yeah, good field of sprint cars.
Yeah, the James, the Darn brothers, sorry, and Dean Brindle, Uhlenberg, Benji Sneddon,
yep.
Rhino. Mate, that's a star-studded sprint car field there, right there. So awesome racing at Kiki this weekend with the New Zealand Stock Car GP. I quite hope Chiller does the job, but... start time again, 4:30, gates opening at 2:30, and the price is just bumping up a wee bit there on Saturday night. $30 an adult, $60 for a family, $20 for a kid, and $20 for students and seniors with ID.
That's still good bang for your buck.
It certainly is. Let's hope third time lucky, mate. It's going to go ahead.
Yeah, well, they hope themselves, I say.
Yeah, I would say so. Third meeting of the season as well for Kiki. Obviously, they had the King Country Superstock Champs, which young Matt Pickard took the win there, and Gaz was on the podium. Gaz Hunter, was good to see him up there.
Yeah.
But so third meeting of the season.
It's pretty rough.
It is rough. So get on. If you're up that end of the country, get to Kiki and support them because they need it.
Yep.
They deserve it, you know. And you've got Tony G. and Sparky there on the commentary. Malcolm Signs as well, I believe. It's going to be probably on the roving mic on the infield. So,
not a bad bunch of lads.
Hey, let's see what Sparky and Tony G do. They've got the better end of the deal. I actually, if I was going to say if they had a live stream, I'd actually live stream it just to listen to those two. I probably would, to be fair.
Yeah, because there is no live stream for this.
Nah, no live stream.
Yep.
Nah. So only got Pits TV for Stratford and Video Hub for Palmy.
Yep.
Sweet. Chris, we'll see you some derby racing. You'll be busy on the telly, mate.
Not going to be here.
Nah?
Nah.
Oh, fine. I'll go and
I'm wagging this weekend.
You're wagging. Everyone's wagging, mate.
Yep.
I'll take one for the team.
It's going to be a quite tight-knit crew because there's not that many going to be here either.
Yeah, I don't know. Derby teams racing.
Yeah, I think that's why a lot of people don't get
Ah, it's all good. Hey, you know, the man himself, Peter Barry, started there, and this is who we're doing it for.
Yep, definitely. You know,
with the Takapau Terrors. Hopefully the Takapau Terrors will be there. I haven't seen any team lineups just yet.
Bruce did say, what did he say, 15
teams? 15
teams. It's not bad.
So, hopefully there's
actually not a bad lineup for a one-night event.
Yeah, for a one-nighter,
yeah.
It's actually really good. Actually, let's have a look. We've got the Dirty Roddins, Geronimo. So Dirty Roddins, obviously, that's Bevan Johnson,
Nat
from Whanganui. Geronimo team.
Is Geronimo the defending champs?
I don't actually know. The Gladiators, they're going to be there. Some team there. The Grid Bombers, that's the Whanganui boys, old Eugene from over Whanganui. Hillbilly Cowgirls, Hillbilly Racing. So I'm guessing that's probably like the partners in one team. Yeah, it is actually. If you look at the names, they've all got the same last names. That's what derby drivers have, though, isn't it?
It's not the Pyre Tour lot, is it?
Oh, I don't know. Kemp Electrical's going to be there. Mr. BFT. Just trying to see if I can. You got Nicky Bits, Steve Reed, Daniel Reed. Oh, so that was the old Dad's Army team.
Yep.
The Quackers, which is Graham Munn, you know, Renee and Neil Coley, Aaron Blackley. They finished up, I think, third last year, the Quackers. They've been at the pointy end. Shake and Bake, they've been around a while. Same with Team Chaos. The Terminators, UCOL, they're always there with Storm and Tony Norman, fresh off a podium.
How good was that?
That's brilliant. Yeah. That was brilliant. And Rob Mason, Sheridan O'Hara. Crikey, they've really got the ring-ins this year, the old UCOL team. The Warhawks as well. That's got Dennis Black in it from Whanganui. So, yeah, no Takapau Terrors yet.
Don't know what the plan is
there. Well, we have to get Randy T on the job. Either way, we'll see you. Well, enjoy whatever track you're going to be at.
We'll be at Stratford.
Yeah, I'll be at Palmer.
Right, we'll see you.
Until next time.
Yeah.
Catch you then.
Have a good one.